Brian Switzer, how do you try and use them? I mean, I've seen it, but what's the philosophy behind it?
Well, in the beginning, it was a way to potentially rest James. So it was a position that he would play the H spot, maybe take 4, 5, 6 reps a game, potentially infiltrate him into pass and maybe run. I didn't realize when we got him that he was like one of the all-time leading rushers in West Virginia history. But he's
his high school. Maybe.
Yeah, high school. Okay. So I mean, you know, he's a capable, obviously punt returner, kick returner, and he's showing great ball security. So we've tried to use him in certain ways that might be advantageous for us.
Well, it's like all the receiving rushers in North Carolina too.
Yeah, I mean, I really like him. I think he brings a lot of real subtle juice to the room. He's got good above the neck. He loves the game. He plays physical for his stature, and you know, he's kind of short, but he's not small.
Is how you use him game plan oriented by the team or by the matchup?
Sometimes, yeah, and sometimes you know, just maybe he fits, you know, in certain personnel groups better. Maybe he can add something at his position in that formation that maybe we don't have out of someone else.
Randy, the numbers show that James is better with the lead blocker in front of him. Do you look at those and do you try to incorporate that more?
Well, you always look to see, you know, where he's more comfortable and more efficient. I think if you ask him, he'd probably say, I'm comfortable in every run, just give me a run, you know. And I get it, but, you know, I think over time, he's always going to adapt in game and stuff and feel comfortable. And I think that goes back to last week when I even mentioned I probably haven't done enough to heat him up, you know, and give him those opportunities. So hopefully we'll continue to do that.
You have a fullback who was a Pro Bowl fullback last year. Mm-hmm. Do you have to try to figure out ways to incorporate him more?
You do. You know, you got to be careful maybe where it fits, you know, and what might it draw defensively from a personnel standpoint. Sometimes it draws bigger groups that maybe you just don't want to deal with. But where we can incorporate Rose, we should, and we try to.
Juju's still, I know it's his second year, but he's still only 21 years old. Mm-hmm. He has great athleticism. Have you been surprised, or his mental, the way he's picked things up over the 16 months you've known him?
I was very surprised last year just because having been in that room for several years in this league, rookies, it's hard. I mean, there's a lot you have to learn. And if you make the mistake at the wrong time, it's usually critical. Juju didn't make those mistakes. I think the thing that allowed him to do that was his physicality, his toughness. And you know, it just mentally, that just allowed him to fight through that little freshman training camp and the toughness of a long training camp and preseason and things like that. So James is in that same type. You know, James got a little nicked up in just about the middle of the preseason, might have set him back a little bit, but you're starting to see him being capable of doing those same type of things, and his consistency's gotten a lot better.
Does perfect being back change anything they do defensively?
No, it just makes him a lot better. You know, he's a very talented player. I think anyone that ever watched him play realizes that when he's playing, he's very, very talented. He plays the inside position as good as anyone in the league. And, you know, physical, that's his game. But to be honest with you, that's what our game is and has been and has to be.
Atkins is leading the league in quarterback pressures this year. Yep. How do you neutralize a guy like that?
Well, you try and get as many forehands on him as possible and not just two, you know. You know, they don't allow that to happen a lot. They put him in position to have success, to get one-on-ones. We're going to have to hold up, and we've had that challenge a lot. And we might have dodged one last week with Grady Jarrett not playing. But I think the expectation in the group would be that we'll try and neutralize them the best we can.
Is that it for Coach?
Yeah, I wonder if you could speak to a lot of the different groups you've been a part of as a coach. How it varies in terms of like position groups that sort of dictate the personality of the team and how that is with the offensive line of this group.
I think the offensive line drives our group. It always will. Pouncey was recognized as a captain this year. by vote. And so, you know, that group usually drives most teams. Sometimes when you get a veteran like a Hines Ward, you know, he was a leader by natural play, toughness, and vocal. I think that's shifted a little bit right now. Yeah, AB is not really a vocal leader. Ben is obviously a vocal leader. But our Pouncey and the offensive line basically takes on the personality of our group, and that's why, you know, we have to always understand that. And to understand that means that we have to be a physical group. We have to be a group that puts the ball in their lap and says, let's go, you know.
How does that play out, you know, beyond what happens on the football field? Sort of these.
Well, they're a lot of close group, you know, and they have a big group. When you're talking just in numbers, that's the most numbers as a group offensively. So, you know, they're very close, very tight. A lot of our players gravitate to them. They get their weekly Thursday night, evening, you know, sessions, and they get together and they eat and they watch the games. And, you know, I think they drive the bus when it comes to that. So that hasn't changed really since I've been here. But it just seems like that's the group that everyone would follow, you know, and that's Ben's closest group too. You know, I mean, if I was a quarterback, I'd make sure that group was well taken care of. I mean,
that's
the important.
Last two questions,
sorry. Ben talked some about his elbow affecting his delivery and his throwing motion and stuff. Did you see that? And wearing your quarterback's coach hat still?
Well, I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know that it's completely healthy, but I don't know that in any one given season, everything or anyone's going to be completely healthy all the time. You know, we've tried to do the right things to manage, you know, numbers of throws in week. I know that, you know, after this weekend, he'll get an extended rest and that'll be good for him. But as far as being able to make throws, he can make the throws. Being able to practice, he can practice.
You won't practice maybe next to bye week at all?
Well, I think, you know, in the past, it's been great work for our young guys. It's always been, you know, Landry Jones time and young Josh Dobbs time and Dennis Dixon time. And, you know, that was always great time for them. And it's really good to put it, you know, back into perspective, you know, how much they got to continue to grow because they're one snap away from having to lead this football team.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.